Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is so much global news. There are so many things I want to cover. Just a massive transmission lined up for you today. Sully Castillo, raided, being set up, former DEA agent, for going on a Showtime documentary. They even made fun of him and said he shouldn't have done the documentary about government drug dealing. He'll be in studio with us in an hour and a half, into the fourth hour today. Right now, for this segment and part of the next, and I've got all this other huge news, we are joined by Ibrahim Dramali, Dr. Ibrahim Dramali. He is the head of the Islamic Center for Greater Austin, the largest Islamic organization here in Austin. He washed the body of Riyad Hamid, who was bound, gagged, thrown in the river. Police first reported over scanners they believed he'd been murdered. For a day they said that, then they put out a release that, well, they thought he bound himself and killed himself. And it looks like he was tortured. Looks like he was. That's what I got from people that were at TV stations, was that, yeah, it looked like he was in great pain, like he was cut, that he was had been hurt. And people can try to rationalize that and say, oh, well, it was bumping into rocks and things in the river. It's a very slow-moving, dirt-bottomed river over there. It's not like it, you know, it moves about a mile an hour or less. I mean, in a day, he only moved, what, 500 yards, they were saying. Give you an idea of this lazy river, because it's a dam. It's Colorado River. It's dammed up for the city. Now they get the body, and the coroner supposedly had it, and everything's sliced, bashed open, brain's gone, huge slices everywhere. Were these slices into muscle? Like saying it starts on an arm, did it just gouge into the muscle? I hate to get detailed here, sir, but you watched the body, you saw it. I mean, were these just, because if it was a coroner, it would just be a slice into the skin, opening the skin up to see the innards, or was it gouged in? I mean, describe that for me, doctor.
Especially in the middle, they put all innocents and whatever inside the stomach in a plastic bag, and they put the plastic bag inside the body, inside the stomach again. And the one from the shoulder, you know, that where the, all the muscles come out of the body, completely out of the body, and it looks like, I don't know if you have your splatter, some kind of goat or animal, and exactly is the same way when you wash some kind of animal. You kill an animal or something, exactly the same.
You're saying it looked like he'd been stabbed through the top of the shoulder down into the heart?
It looks like this cut, like big.
Yeah, for those that don't know, with a large blade, what you do is you stab somebody right below the collarbone on the front in that opening, you know, right above the collarbone, just straight down into the heart. Is that what you're saying, doctor?
From the shoulder all the way to the stomach, in the middle of the stomach, exactly. Where is the stomach between the two, the lung?
You're saying an internal puncture?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And into that, but, you know, all the way, and of course, just like, you know, the symbol, peace symbol, exactly the same way. Like, and only one rope in the middle, catching all those skins together. And lift everything open. His head, you know, Mr. John, is really, really is. If you saw it, I didn't know that his head was cut because it was laying down on his back. And I felt something crack, make sound. And I, when I looked, when I tried to move his head, part of his head, half of his head completely in my hand. I said, oh, my God. It is disaster. I really start to cry. And I look at that. I didn't know the person before. And when I read the newspaper in the morning, before I know that he's going to the mosque for walking, I read about him, I Googled him, and I said, oh, my God, look at that. And this is anybody who works for peace. It'll be, I said to the people, my people.
Okay, stay there. Final segment, sir. We got to break real fast. We'll be right back with you, doctor. Unbelievable. And now they've got Al Qaeda out saying that 9/11 truth works for Iran. The CIA's working overtime.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once-thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment with the head of the Islamic Center for Greater Austin, Ibrahim Dirmali. Dr. Ibrahim Dirmali. I was asking him during the break if he tried to talk to the media. He says they have a committee together. They're going to put out a press release, but that they've been contacted by TV stations and hadn't talked to them yet, just because he told me during the break, because they've been not telling the truth. What is the truth, you know, in summation? Any other key points, doctor, and why you didn't talk to the other media, but you talked to us?
Mr. Jones, unfortunately, as a Muslims, we have a very bad experience with the media, especially me, myself, personally. A lot of people attack me sometimes, and the media, they never say the truth. Only one newspaper and one radio station in Iowa say the truth. Somebody fight for against the war just like you, and he is the only one. And believe me, he was attacked from everyone in Iowa. So I don't want to speak with them. Some TV station, they try to contact me. Unfortunately, I don't want to speak with them because they never say the truth, and I don't trust them at all. While I was listening to your show, I believe you really work for peace, and you want really the peace in this country. So that's why I will have the courage to speak with you.
Well, we do appreciate your courage, and I hadn't talked to you before. I didn't know that you saw this the same way. His body all cut up like that, which violates state regulations and law. His body all cut up, and you said that you believe.
Mr. Jones, I was in two states before attacks. I was in Florida before, I was in Iowa before. Before anything happened like this, something happened like this, you know, somebody got killed, or somebody had an accident, they almost could act. Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Continue. We just had a little cutout in our line to you. Go ahead. Please continue.
Yeah. Normally, the agency, the hospital, the police, they contacted the Islamic Center before they do anything. They contact the Islamic Center before even contact his family first and to see what is the procedure to do. But I found out, unfortunately, this is the only place here in Austin. They just did whatever they want without taking permission from the family or for us as a religious leader in the area. They're supposed to contact him. They know very well he's a Muslim, and he's supposed, you know, to support at least what is the procedures, what to do, to respect that soul, to respect the human being.
Well, I hope that they don't take me, torture me, tie me up, throw me in the river, and then the local coroner cut my body all up, or maybe it was cut up before, not sew me up and give me bag, you know, liquefied with my guts hanging out in a bag. I mean, this is just hateful and vicious, and a vicious message to everyone, kind of like Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
You know, Mr. Jones, we at the Muslim community here in Austin, we are panicked. We are panicked. We are afraid. The people, every place I go now, people come to the mosque speaking with me and say, Dr. Dalmari, we have to do something. I say, yes, we do. We have to do something. That's why. But everybody in just like shock situation. Honestly, it is not easy for us, Mr. John, to, you know, something like this.
Sir, you've certainly heard that his partner, who's the treasurer of his Charity for Children, who he talked to last, has said that Israelis with machine guns had been around his house. His neighbors told him that. Men with foreign accents with machine guns, who they believe were Israeli. And then Israel has said they will kill U.S. citizens inside the U.S. Were you aware of that?
No, but I don't. It's not strange. I didn't hear it yet, but it's not strange to me. You know, there is a person writing about Muslims. His name is Joe Kaufman. This man, not every single Muslim working for the Islam, especially for Palestine, especially supporting the Palestinian cause. This man writing about them, believe me, our government, they know very well this man is a dangerous for America, and they do nothing to him, absolutely nothing to him. Believe me, the FBI director in Iowa came to me once, and he said, oh, this man, Dr. Thurman, is crazy. So what you didn't do anything for the crazy person? He is absolutely against America, and he is absolutely free. No one can touch him. And his name is Joe Kaufman. He has a website called American Against Hate, and in reality, American for Hate. Why this man is free? This man actually supporting, wrote about Riyadh, an article about Riyadh. And about the Riyadh organization, he wrote an article. I checked it. I googled it this morning, and I was shocked the way he figured about Riyadh, like supporting Hamas, supporting terrorism, supporting this and supporting that.
Oh, he said he said that Mr. Hamad was supporting terrorists when there's no evidence of that.
Yes. I always say that. You know, you can check his site, and if you Google Hamad and Daniel Pipe, I wrote about him. Because Daniel Vibe and Joe Kaufman is in the same page. In the same page. We really, as an American, we must wake up for some people like this. We must really take an action for something like this. We really have to understand who is right and who is wrong. Unfortunately, after September 11th, unfortunately, we condemn that. It is against the Islam. And
well,
the
it was a staged event, sir.
Yeah, and unfortunately, still attacking Muslims until today, even if you are against it, even if you condemn, even if it is against the Islam, and still the people attacking us. You know, Mr. God,
yes.
We are Americans. We are Americans, just like everybody else, and we must have our rights as an American.
I understand. Doctor, I want to talk to you more in the days to come as this develops. Ibrahim Damali, Dr. Ibrahim Damali, the head of the Islamic Center of Greater Austin, austinmosque.org is the website. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, and be careful, okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, I will.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, last night, I don't want to get into the details, I got a very vicious death threat. And then I got up this morning, and Paul Watson said, have you seen this? It was a link to Wikipedia. And it wasn't the normal, I'm a drug addict or I'm a criminal vandalization of my Wikipedia page. It was someone trying to put something out that, you know, sounded plausible, which is, happens in a lot of cases. Somebody who knew criminology, knew psychology, because I've seen a lot in cases of the same thing where these crises escalate in the real world. It said, in fact, I printed it this morning. It's somewhere in my stack. It said Alex Jones, we're going to write an article about it, was, you know, fighting with his wife last night, and he went in the bathroom and had a gun and was threatening to kill himself. His wife called the police. When she did, he escalated it and shot himself in the head. He's dead. And it was written to sound official. Alex Jones dead. We're going to find out who did it, because that's terroristic. That's a crime. You can track back whose identity did it. They have to register with Wikipedia. And I think I might just litigate that, because that's terroristic. Probably lead back to a neocon website or something, you know, that uploads the Al-Qaeda videos in the same video format with the same video overlay as the Al-Qaeda graphics. That's admitted. Mainstream news, they make these. It's so sick. The neocons brag that 9/11 helped them. The British brag. The Israelis brag it helped their police state. It helped launch the wars. They said Saddam was behind the attacks. They admit that's not true. Every time they need somebody to come out and say something, number two, Al-Qaeda says it. Here's the article on PrisonPlanet.com. I'm asking everybody to get this out to everyone today, because they are now, they've already been saying for 6 months, now this is the official announcement, 9/11 Truth works for Al-Qaeda. Now they're saying we work for Iran and that we're terrorists. And they have provocateurs showing up at Ground Zero with signs saying 9/11 Truth was behind the bombing of the recruitment center. I mean, they're pulling all sorts of stunts. They've had the police show up and people that security guards that work for Silverstein and calling fake bomb threats on Luke Radowski. I mean, folks, we're on the front lines for you. And all we're asking you to do is realize that the enemy's coming after us with major propaganda offenses after 9/11 Truth, because a lot of bigwigs are going public. A lot of heavy hitters are going public. If we take sponsored terror away from the New World Order, state-sponsored terror, globalist false flag terror, that's one of their main ace in the holes. They're going to have to just play a king of hearts or something on us. They need that ace of spades, because we got ace cards too. We got top cards as well, called the truth and called the people and history and God. So they are desperate. They want to now say we're terrorists. Doesn't matter how stupid it is. You know, they said Saddam, their CIA creation, was Al-Qaeda. The public is mindless. Not all of them now. They don't trust them as much as they did. This is life and death, folks. I think they're trying to discredit 9/11 Truth now because they're getting ready to stage something. This is red level. I said to my office last night, I said, I've never felt this much concern. I've never been this frosty. I don't know. We may be able to stop them launching something if we get the word out now. Al-Qaeda, Al-CIA sock puppet Zahari claims Iran behind 9/11 conspiracy theories. Intelligence stooge unleashes another PR stunt on behalf of neocons. But, Paul, I know we might make the point that AP admits, but later in the article, that they can't even prove it's real. It's all, they do audio instead of video now because they get caught putting, you know, making the video themselves through voice print, through video analysis, through the graphics they lay on in the same layer as the CIA run. The three guys that run it are all former CIA, of course, current and defense intel guys. And this is so sick. You want to investigate 9/11, folks. There's some places we ought to be looking. That's all I can tell you right there. Al-CIA sock puppet Zahari claims Iran behind 9/11 conspiracy theories. AP says the authenticity of the two-hour audio recording couldn't be independently verified. Oh, they won't even say what website it came from, because we always track it back to the government. We're going to read the story by Paul Watson. I need you to get this out massively. Go completely insane with this. Your whole email list, every news site, we need to get this out now. This is an emergency.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Sunday, from 4 to 6 p.m., working hard to fight the New World Order. There's plenty of time to rest when we're all dead. But as for me, I'm going to fight now while I'm alive. You found it. The tip of the spear. The Info War. You were looking for the rebellion, the resistance? You're here. All right, reading Paul Watson's article, which I need put out of the Four Winds ASAP. LCIA to sock puppet, Al-Zahari, claims Iran behind 9/11 conspiracy theories. Intelligence stooge unleashes another PR stunt on behalf of neocons. Al CIA to sock puppet. Al-Zahari has quoted in a alleged audio tape released today, accusing Iran of being behind 9/11 conspiracy theories, another crude public relations stunt designed to generate hostile opinion towards the 9/11 truth movement because it's threatening to collapse them. That's why you got liberals and others trying to co-opt the movement into socialism and the rest of it right now. They're going to fail, too. It's decentralized. You can't centralize it. You can't get control of it. You can't stop it. They want to centralize 9/11 truth so they can decapitate it. That's an inside op. The tape had been promised 3 weeks ago by a monitoring group, Intel Center, the ones that upload fake videos, we have a link to that, who have been caught in the past putting out fake and misleading Al-Qaeda material via the alleged media arm of the terrorist organization and was finally released today. The setup revolved around Al-Zahari's responding to questions submitted by the public via the Internet, but they won't say the website. The Intel Center just magically, the ones caught uploading fake videos, admittedly fake, but they always magically have it. Oh. One of the questioners asked about the theory that was circulated in the Middle East and elsewhere that Israel was behind the 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon, reports the Associated Press. I'm going to stop right there. This is about two things. Saying 9/11 truth is Al-Qaeda or slash Shiite Iranian, and that this all came from Iran, you're anti-American if you say it. But it's also about making Israel behind it. The media, for almost 7 years since it happened, always if you question the official story, said you're talking about Israel and Israel only and tried to tie it to anti-Semitism. Now, previously, it was a minority that believed Israel was involved. Now, I'd say a larger minority believes Israel and Israel only, when Israel couldn't have acted alone. I have no doubt that elements of Israel weren't involved in it, just as British were involved. Same thing with the London. They're all together. That gives none of them free ride. It means they're all involved, all equally, because this is a massive government operation. So, oh, it's just amazing. So now they also want to make it about that, to make it the big taboo of anti-Semitism, to shut down and to chill effect big Hollywood stars, governors, politicians, scientists, German defense ministers, Italian presidents. This is a panic. Notice they're the ones that always say that. They're not afraid of people thinking Israel did it. They could care less. Benjamin Netanyahu comes out and says, boy, this sure helped us, wanting it to be about that. Their own documents say they want Israel to be attacked. That makes their people in psychology get even more under their control. This is very sophisticated. You got to play chess instead of checkers, folks. Oh, it doesn't matter. You've got it all figured out, some of you, don't you? One of the questioners asked about the theory that the... You just go to some random website and Zakari supposedly answers your questions. I mean, come on. One of the questioners asked about the theory that was circulated in the Middle East and elsewhere that Israel was behind the 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon, reports the Associated Press. Al-Zahari accused Hezbollah's Al-Manar television of starting the rumor. Oh, really? They just started talking about it a few years ago, and I've been saying it's before the attack? It's me. It came from me, government, and you know it. The purpose of the lie is clear, to suggest that there are no heroes among the Sunnis who can hurt America as no else did the history. Iranian media snapped up this lie and repeated it, he said. So now it's the Iranians. As anyone with even a superficial knowledge of the 9/11 truth movement can attest to, the sock puppet Zawahiri's claims that Iran was the first to question the official 9/11 story is completely ludicrous. We wrote a story about that last week. We saw the scripting last week. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's recent bumbling comments about 9/11, the date of which he cannot even accurately remember, was music to the ears of neocons who seized upon statements as fodder to debunk the 9/11 truth movement. Zawahiri's single-sentence retort and the fact that it has been used to generate headlines that link alternative theories about 9/11 with those evil Iranians is a clear smear effort. That's all they can ever do is tie you to terrorists. Oh, you think the government's terrorist? You're a terrorist. You're with them. Oh, you caught cops provocateuring. You must be a terrorist. You've been caught. The people know it's too late for you.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
There's going to be a massive news blitz from about 45 after right through to the bottom of the next hour when former DEA agent, big contributor in the new Showtime special American Drug War, when he joins us bottom of the next hour in about an hour, he'll be with us into the new fourth hour we're doing. There is just so much. I'm going to finish up with Al-Qaeda number 2 says 9/11 theory that it's an inside job propagated by Iran. And it's just some audio tape on a website that the Intel Center, caught bringing out fake videos, has put out. It's just these people never end. I mean, they have the grandson of the head of the ADL, Adam Gadon, out claiming he's American Al-Qaeda in videos in English to us. I mean, let me see if Watson put Adam Gadon in this article. I'm just now reading it, you know, because he wrote this in response to my ranting first hour. I just can't handle it anymore. It's so obvious. We're going to cover that. In California, certain elitists are allowed to not obey the laws. That's now mainstream news. I've got news stacked up here that is all so insane. I didn't even cover yesterday's insane news because we're so busy covering everything else that's going on. But you know what? In amongst all of this, we couldn't bring you this show without our sponsors. I want you to know that. And the sponsorship of this show is PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. 15 cents a day, you get all 18 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of my weekly TV reports, every weekly TV report I do in studio here in Austin, my Sunday show videotaped, the fourth hour of this show, and some days even more, like yesterday and today, we'll have an hour and a half, 2 hours of the vid cam on with the document cam, the guest cam, the cam on me, exclusive video clips, sneak peeks that'll be streamed to you, then archiving of it on prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day if you want to see the video of the radio show, and the radio show turns into a radio/TV show in the fourth hour. And your prisonplanet.tv membership, by the way, also makes this broadcast possible. So please also think about signing up for that. Think about getting American Drug War, The Last White Hope, that I consulted on and I'm in, that's showing on Showtime. We have it. It's not even in stores till the 24th of next month. We have it now. Only place, discounted, out of the gates, American Drug War, 3 hours of extras, two-hour film. We have Washington, You're Fired by William Lewis, the new American Freedom to Fascism. I call it part two of that. Unbelievably good. Washington, You're Fired, Infowars.com. But another sponsor who makes this show possible is World War II Chemical Corps officer Marty Schachter, 60-plus years running the family-owned business. He started with his father in 1947. He runs it now with his son and his son. And they were organic soap before anybody knew what that was. From the old days when they got rid of it, and he was a specialist in chemicals, so he knew how deadly it was, the ingredients on soap. So him and his dad got together and had an original soap company made out of vegetable and fruit oils, and it's 85% off supermarket prices. And so we believe in having great sponsors that actually save you money. My wife loves this stuff. The whole office loves it. Call and get the tote bag, the sampler bag, shipped to you. It's massively discounted. Basically, it costs just to get you to try it, to find out, or get a free brochure, get a free color catalog from them, or call, get a 6-month year supply, save 85% off. But the oil companies, that's right, the oil companies basically own the detergent soap companies. It's not really soap. It eats your clothes, gives you rashes, very toxic. Most asthma is caused by it. Major studies on that. It's toxic waste. It's what's left over from the oil refineries mainly. And I have family that works in them, folks. I knew that when I was a little kid. They separated it all out. And I'm going to shut up and bring Marty up. Marty, folks need to give you a call.
Good morning, Alex. Good to hear from you.
Good to have you here, my friend. Look, I have you up once a month. I fiercely believe in your product. A lot of my listeners have checked you out. You usually read a letter from them. You get them every day. This is a type of soap you leave under your arms. It doesn't burn you, but it cleans you because it's not a chemical weapon. Will you explain that to people?
Well, in making soap, you want it to be what they call neutral, a pH of neutral, which is 7. When you get higher than that, you get into alkali. It starts burning, or you get below 7 into 5 or 4, 3, it becomes acetic and also burns. We try to keep the products like the shampoo and the dish soap as neutral, as harm-free as possible. And, you know, let's get down to Earth. Today is Earth Day, and we want products to be made for the Earth, Earth-friendly soap. That's what we make. And I know that most people are tired of supporting those multi-billion chemical companies like Procter, Colgate, Lever. They give you destruction, not only of the earth, but of your clothing, skin, and wallet.
And meanwhile, they're behind the phony environmental movement with a carbon tax on humans instead of giving people real things that really are good for the earth.
Exactly. That's what's happening out there. And we want people to have a choice. Freedom of choice. Choice instead of these harmful detergents. Choice of pure soap for their bathing, for their shaving, for their all-purpose cleaning, for their baby, for their home, for everything that touches. This is the kind of products we specialize in, we promote, we market, and we appreciate going to all the Alex Jones listeners and sharing the good life with them.
Well, you really do save 85% off. I would imagine it's more now with all the oil costs going up for the petrochemicals people wash their hair with and put on their babies and the rest of it. But everybody knows that with a baby, you've got to go out and get organic now or get the weaker stuff because it breaks them out and hurts them. It's doing the same thing to adults. Explain what's in your products versus what is in the big chemical company stuff.
We basically make our products from coconut oils of the highest grade, vegetable oils of the USP grade, that means United States pure. We blend it together. We don't use perfumes, which are toxic. We use juices from fruits, juices from coconuts, juices from oranges, juices from lemons, juices from apples. This is what gives it the aroma, but it rinses freely, doesn't leave any residue on the towels, in the air, or on your skin. And this, to us, is the future of cleansing. We're a very small company. We're not a big corporation. We're a family partnership. But we have the knowledge, the expertise, and the information to share with you in our free catalog or in our miniature tote bag for you to exclusively try something that'll blow your mind. You've never used anything like this. We're the only company in the country producing products of this quality, of this cost value. You're not only going to use these products, you're not only going to love these products, you're going to have something in your home that you're going to really, really love.
Now, Marty, until about 5-6 years ago, you were only a wholesaler to finer hospitals and hotels. And I'd actually been in a nice hotel one time and seen some of your bar soap. And then you got convinced by the network, by the sales manager who was a fan of your products, because he was into organic stuff, to try marketing direct. That's why people get your stuff so inexpensive. You're cutting out the middleman. You're cutting out the tens of billions that the big chemical companies use and all their propaganda and advertising. This is just high-quality stuff. Please give the listeners your phone number twice.
Area code 510-638-7091 or 800-340-7091. That's your toll-free number, 800-340-7091.
Or five-star soap, that's five, the number five. Fivestarsoap.com, fivestarsoap.com. We have a big banner on JonesReport.com, a banner on Infowars.com. You cannot miss the Calbin Pure Soap. CalbinPureSoap.com or fivestarsoap.com. Go there, check it out. And it also hurts the New World Order. I mean, everything they do is a fraud. They take real soap away, make it a chemical byproduct that makes you sick, dries your skin out, hurts you. I mean, it's everything they do. You can go back to what they had before. I mean, just wait till you get one of these bar soaps and smell the almond and cherry essence that's in it. Give them the number again.
800-340-7091. That's or 1-800-340-7091. We have three lines for you to get into us. If it's busy, please call back. We want to hear from you. If you've got any kind of cleaning problem, let us take care of it for you. We're here for you. We're here for Alex. We're here for quality, low cost, and safety.
Now you're in Oakland, California, where you've been since 1947. How late are you open? What would that be, like 4:30, 5 o'clock Pacific?
A line is open 24 hours, 24/7. If we miss your call, we'll call you back. No problem. Call us anytime. You can use the web anytime to get contact with us. We anxiously await to hear from you.
Well, changing our lifestyle, you know, I know cell phones are bad for me, so I have cut back probably 95-97%. I just use it to listen to messages now, and I've even kind of gotten out of that habit, so there's like 30 messages on there right now, but I know it gives you brain tumors, so I've almost completely stopped, and so has my wife. It took a year or so to train myself to get off of it because I had habitualized it. We've totally gotten away from anything that isn't organic in the house now. 95% of the food we eat, every once in a while we eat out, maybe once a week, twice a month. I mean, sometimes we don't eat out even that much. We're cutting, you know, all the non-organic food out of our thing. I mean, it just takes making the decision, and you also take the money away from the New World Order. You know, stop taking the local paper that's filled with New World Order propaganda. You know, we change the way we live one step at a time, and you do that by, and by the way, we still go to Central Market and Whole Foods, the big, quote, organic grocery stores here in town, where about half of it's really organic at Central Market. And the organics are 3, 4, 5 times, sometimes 5 times, but usually about twice what the toxic detergents are that they don't sell at Whole Foods. With Marty, it's different. It's 85% off organic. So you usually pay a premium for organic. Not with Marty. That is, I think, a key selling point that you don't make, and that I don't make the point enough, Marty, is that you are less than the toxic stuff and a lot less than the mainline organic. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, well, we eliminated the middleman, we eliminated the broker, we eliminated the distributor, we go directly by United Parcel at the lowest contract rate. All this adds up to savings for the consumer, savings for Alex Jones listeners. That's our goal.
FiveStarSoap.com. Give me a limerick there, Marty.
Yes, I have one, but this is by popular demand. I have to repeat this, plus it's new encore. It goes like this. There was an old man of Nantucket who kept all his cash in a bucket, but his daughter, named Nan, ran away with a man. And as for the bucket, Nantucket. Ah, followed the pair to Pawtucket, the man and the girl and the bucket, and he said to the man, "You're welcome to Nan, but as for the bucket, Pawtucket." Then the pair followed Paw to Manhasset, where he still held the cash as an asset. And Nan and the man stole the money and ran, and as for the bucket, Manhasset.
Unbelievable. Marty Schachter, good to hear from you.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you soon.
You bet, my friend. Just unbelievable. Marty is so funny. Okay, back to the really, really serious news here. That I have in front of me. For those that don't know, I want to make this point again, and I think Paul needs to add this. I don't expect him to whip everything up. And he does cover some of it, but there's just so many points, so many frauds, so many lies, I don't know how he could cover it all. They are now putting out a talking point for 6 months that 9/11 Truth works for Al-Qaeda. Now they've had Al-Qaeda and another fake tape released by the Intel Center come out, and, I mean, they don't even, the AP admits in the bottom of the article that, oh, well, it's not been proven. We don't even know where it came from. I mean, I could talk in Arabic, you know, learn the lines and read it onto the web, and they'd come out and say it was true. I mean, how many ADL grandson heads do we have to have threatening us with turbans on their heads? I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. It's just so arrogant. So much bravado. And I read a bunch of this article earlier, but finishing it up, with Al-CIA to sock puppet, Zawahiri claims Iran behind 9/11 conspiracy theories. One of the questions asked about the theory was circulated in the Middle East and elsewhere that Israel was behind the 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, reports the Associated Press, admitting they don't know if it's him. They never do. It's always the same thing. Al-Zawahiri accused Hezbollah's Al-Manar television of starting the rumor. Yeah, no, I started exposing government-sponsored terror along with many others before the attacks took place, and I did on the day of the event and lost a bunch of my affiliates but never wavered and never backed off. Okay, so it started here. If it started anywhere, it started here on this show. The purposes of this lie is clear, to suggest that there are no heroes among the Sunnis who can hurt America as no one else did in history. Iran media snapped up this lie and repeated it, he said. And again, that's Saudi Arabian propaganda in league with the neocons attacking their enemy, Iran. It's Israeli propaganda. Israel has been caught creating fake al-Qaeda groups. Source, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post. Let's add those links in there. As anyone with even a superficial knowledge of the 9/11 truth movement can attest to, the sock puppet Zawahiri's claim that Iran were the first to question the official 9/11 story is completely ludicrous. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's recent bumbling comments about 9/11, the date of which was 3 years off, he cannot even accurately remember, were music to the ears of neocons who seized upon statements as fodder to debunk 9/11 truth movement. Zawahiri's single-sentence retort at the fact that it has been used, and why are we even agreeing at Zawahiri, Paul? I mean, it's another fake tape. We know the guy's an operative, but we don't even know this is him. Zawahiri's single-sentence retort and the fact that it has been used to generate headlines that link alternative theories to 9/11 with those evil Iranians is a clear smear effort, is highly suspicious considering the history of these al-Qaeda types and Zawahiri's background. Is the neocon friendly al-Zahiri a different person to the real al-Zahiri who was reported to have been captured in Tehran in February of 2002? Is it a different al-Zahiri, and he gets into it, to the one reportedly captured near the Pakistan-Afghan border in September of 2004? We have links to all these reports. They never retract how they kill him or capture him. It's truly the Goldstein of 1984. Or is it the same al-Zahiri who, at the end of the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, fought for the CIA in Bosnia? Is that the one, the real CIA operative, al-Zahiri? Is this the same al-Zahiri who, according to January 2000 U.S. congressional testimony, was granted U.S. residence by the Immigration and Naturalization Service, something almost impossible for many legitimate immigrants to obtain? Is this the same al-Zahiri whose brother Zamin is running terrorist camps under NATO protection in the U.S. zone in Kosovo? Oh! Is this the same al-Zahiri who works with the grandson of the ADL head, Adam Gadon? It is the same al-Zahiri. Previous tapes, which feature Amin al-Zahiri, were found to be cobbled together from older footage. But that doesn't bother the lapdog media, who versed in manufacturing consent and never offering retractions.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Seeds of dissension. All we do is wake up the mass of people. this show. Number one in the field of unlocking minds. So many people's minds we've unlocked get locked again and get caught in little subgroups who say it's all the Catholics or it's all the Jews or it's all the reptoids. They accuse me of not exposing the Pope as we write articles exposing how he's New World Order, and then they post in our comments where we give them free speech that I'm covering up when I'm posting it. Or they say we don't expose Israel as I expose what's probably Israeli hit teams killing people in Austin and wrote the book on exposing inside job attacks. And it isn't that it bothers me that you attack me out there. It bothers me that you're not doing good work. You're not waking other people up. You're spending most of your time ninnying and attacking people in the movement. If someone doesn't want to have a site with pictures of Jews with big noses, with Nazi paintings from World War II, because they don't hate Jews, and because they also know that that turns people against us, then don't be mad at us that we haven't joined your little hate movement controlled by Mossad, which is meant to make anybody criticizing Israel look stupid. Get a little more sophisticated. And the same thing goes for the hate the Catholics crowd, all of them. We are in. You are wrong. I am for real. I have woken up tens of millions of people with my listeners' help because they have taken action and they have gotten involved. So all of you, stop ninnying, stop infighting, stop responding to it. Move forward. Why do you think We Are Change is under attack from Ireland to New York to Austin, Texas? Why do you think I'm getting death threats? Why do you think I've been physically attacked? Why do you think I've gone through all manner of stuff you can't imagine? Because we're having an effect. We now have the Pentagon having their operatives put out audio tapes claiming that 9/11 Truth's getting orders from Ahmadinejad. They are panicking. They are scared. They carried out the attacks, and the New World Order knows we know now. So they're desperately going to try to make it just about Israel. Whether you think Israel did it or not, and there's no doubt Israel's involved, but the whole New World Order is. I just want to say it's bigger than that. Does it absolve them? If you got five guys robbing a bank, they're all five just as guilty. But they know that people are scared to talk about Israel, scared to criticize it, so they want to tag the movement anti-Semitic. One of the few things that can beat us. Do you want them to get away with the terror? Then get more sophisticated right now. Don't take the bait, fools. We want them to take our bait, not the other way around. We want the biggest movement we can get. This is chess, ladies and gentlemen, but it isn't a game. It's life and death. Now, and they want to tie us to Al-Qaeda slash Iran. Doesn't matter if the two are opposite groups. That's the talking point. Do you understand that that is a major talking point? The enemy has got their main guns firing at us. I'm under surveillance, everything else you can imagine, ladies and gentlemen. I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for the children. I'm doing this for liberty and our future. I put it all in God's hands. Get Terror Storm. Get Endgame. Get other 9/11 films. Make copies. Get them out like your life depends on it. Because the future of this country and our economic life does. They want to unify us around the government so we'll accept giving up our liberties, giving up our pension funds. You're the target. But for them to be able to rape you, they've got to get you to rally around the flag so they can have their way with you. Do you understand?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.